is the whole notion of being able to keep guns out of the hands of certain people. And that's all well and good. I understand that. But one of the problems, you know, what do big cities do? Are they going to start confiscating guns? I mean, is that what's going to happen? A great piece today, and I'm trying to think of where this was. I believe this was on CNN. Quentin Lucas is the mayor of my hometown, Kansas City. I was educated in Kansas City. I went to the University of Kansas there. But I want you to hear, what do big city mayors want from the feds when it comes to crime? The president laid out a bunch of it today, but what is it they really want? What is it they really need? This is Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City.
I think there are a few things. First, we want sustainable solutions to gun violence. Last year, during the Trump administration, we had Operation Legend, where federal agents were sent to cities. And in a lot of our cities, we still saw homicide records. It wasn't that we don't see the need for help. We don't see the need for federal law enforcement. But we want it targeted in prevention issues and intervention, finding jobs and opportunities for those who are coming out of prison. And importantly, and once and for all, making sure that we're addressing a lot of those people who are in crisis each and every day. So many of our crimes relate to those who are mentally ill. Making sure we invest in those areas is going to be key, in addition to supporting law enforcement and paying for things that have always been in existence to fight crime.
To your point, when I was out, my team was out with NYPD officers on patrol. You know, talk to the cops, right? They don't say there's any silver bullet to this, right? Once it's a multi-layered problem with multiple solutions. I do want to ask you about one piece, though, because this is a, you know, highly charged political issue here. Can you do crime prevention and crime response without addressing the surge in guns, without looking at access to guns?
No. And I know that it is this big political and legal issue, but importantly, we have guns that are flooding into our major cities. In Kansas City, we get them from states all around us. Chicago has the same problem. Every major city in America. And I would ask the ATF, I'd ask this administration to, when you're looking at federal enforcement, make sure you're getting at illegal gun dealers. You're looking at our ghost guns problem. You're looking at the trafficking, because the guns aren't made in our major cities by and large, but they're all here. And they're getting into the hands of teenagers and 13-year-olds and others. And that's how so many of these offenses are being committed. And we've had this surge in gun violence really crescendoing for years, getting to the point now, but something that does need to be addressed. And that's where the feds could make a huge difference for us, starting today with better enforcement through ATF.
That's Quentin Lucas, the mayor of my former hometown, Kansas City. And I'll just tell you, in the speech today, the president talked about that. But more from the standpoint of guns and gun control. This president says he's going to do something about it. I don't think he will. I really don't. Stay where you are. I'm going to open up our phone lines. You know, this whole crime wave thing, a lot of people are questioning, why now? Why did the president decide to take this day out of the calendar and deal with crime? And I'm just going to tell you, it's because we got a ton of crime. We've got a crime wave rolling through our nation. Big cities, small cities, doesn't matter. We'll talk about that. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up at 3:32 as we check on our traffic cams right now, we are noticing some heavy volumes on the downtown freeways as we speak. 515 eastbound at Main Street, that's causing some backups on that transition as you leave Interstate 15 northbound. 515 westbound at Eastern, you'll tap the brakes as you enter that mass into the spaghetti bowl from that direction. Lane restrictions, that's causing some bumper-to-bumper conditions on the Southern Beltway, 215 west at Valley Verde. We're also getting some reduced speeds through the resort area of the 15, southbound at Charleston, north at Hacienda. And expect delays on Blue Diamond Road between Red Rock Canyon Road and Sandy Valley Road.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The Vegas Golden Knights are down in their series against Montreal 3-2 after losing yesterday by a 4-1 score on their home ice. And now the series shifts back to Montreal for game number 6 coming up tomorrow. The Golden Knights have to win that game to force a game 7, which would be back in Las Vegas. Max Pacioretty scoring the only goal of the game for the Golden Knights. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they knock off Tacoma yesterday as they win by a 14-6 score. Today is an off day for the Aviators, who are back at 500 at 21-21. They will open up a series at Salt Lake coming up tomorrow. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLS Consumer Access.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. I thought it was interesting that with all the serious stuff that's going on in our country, the fact that we had the big vote yesterday, the test vote on HR1, and it lost, and the Democrats were bruised, battered. Through all of that, the U.S. Supreme Court took on a belt-high changeup that they could hit out of the park. And this was about a cheerleader, and essentially the cheerleader went on Snapchat and said F this, F that, F cheerleading, F football, and was suspended for a year. And she sued and took it right to the U.S. Supreme Court. Jeffrey Toobin, why they assigned him this particular case, Mr. Sexual Creepy, Jeffrey Toobin weighed in on this Supreme Court decision today. They voted in favor of the cheerleader, believe it or not, and they upheld her case, and not just barely, but by an 8-1 margin. This was Jeffrey Toobin earlier today on CNN.
There have been a long series of interesting cases that the court has dealt with free speech rights of students. And in recent years, the students have lost most of the time. But this time, in a really almost unanimous opinion, 8-1, the student won. And I have to say, the Snapchat itself is like poetry. I mean, it is so amazing. I will paraphrase it because we can't say it exactly, but it is F school, F softball, F cheer, F everything. I believe this student is speaking for every high school student who ever went to high school ever. This sentiment is so universal in the frustration expressed in such a colorful way that I think Breyer at oral argument, Kavanaugh at oral argument said, look, this is how high school students talk. This is how they communicate, largely through social media. This one was Snapchat. And we're not going to discipline them unless there is some, you know, victim involved, like bullying or and I think, frankly, this is a great opinion. It shows that an 82-year-old justice like Stephen Breyer can understand how the modern world works. And, good for this student who took her case all the way to the Supreme Court. She's not identified by name, only B.L. In the case.
Well, it's how some adults talk, frankly, as well. Jeffrey, I know you pushed back on me on this when I brought this up the other day, but I do want to ask you a question here. This is an 8-1 decision.
Yeah.
A couple days ago, we had a 9-0 decision. 7-2 on the ACA, but bigger than the prior margins. All the talk was about a straight 6-3 split. Six solid conservatives, always going to go that way. Three liberals, always going to go this way. You've seen, have you not, or am I wrong? I mean, it's some unexpected, perhaps, overlap or coming meeting of the minds on some of these decisions?
I will grant you some unexpected overlap. That's as far as I'll go. I mean, these are interesting cases that we've heard. I mean, the NCAA case was unanimous. This case was close to unanimous. Wait till we get to the hot button social issues. I mean, these cases are off the. We still have a very big Voting Rights Act case outstanding out of Arizona, a case that gets more relevant every day that it's outstanding because of what's going on in Congress about the Voting Rights Act, what's going on in the states in the Voting Rights Act. Let's talk about the kumbaya moments in the Supreme Court when they start unifying on these divisive social and political issues.
Yeah.
Yes, it is true, and I think it is good when the Supreme Court speaks in a close to unanimous voice as it has recently. But let's hold off on making any passive, big judgments about the court changing.
No kidding. Jeffrey Toobin, still a smart legal mind, even though he's a sex creep of the first order. Anyway, more to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laura Ingram is always brilliant. There's been a lot written, a lot said about the sudden spike in violence. And really, it's almost since Joe Biden took over and all of the, you know, defund the police stuff that's been going on. I thought last night Laura Ingram outdid herself. This is cut number 5, and this is her reaction to the violent crime spike that has been going on. It's been going on maybe for a year, but really intensified just in the last 6-7 months under Joe Biden. This was Laura Ingram last night. This is cut 5. Go.
This is exactly what liberals have always wanted. To me, it was obvious since my first criminal procedure class in law school that most Democrats simply don't really see violent crime as a law and order problem at all. They think crime is committed by people who are misunderstood and oppressed, not by people who are a threat. But if you're an evangelical Christian who owns a firearm and flies the American flag, you're definitely a threat. The fact is, crime is rampant because today's Democrats refuse to do what we know works. Remember back in the 90s when crime was ravaging inner cities, there was a bipartisan agreement that the safer streets that we wanted required strong policing and tough sentencing. Today's Democrats are ashamed of that crime bill that Bill Clinton signed and Joe Biden helped draft.
It's not just Mayor Pete, but Kamala Harris also came out in strong opposition of Joe Biden's architecture of the 1994 crime bill.
Crime is a giant issue as Joe Biden tries to navigate the then and now of Democratic politics.
How does he structure his Justice Department if he's president that would give comfort to many people of communities that were disproportionately impacted by the crime bill?
Where was Reverend Al in Baltimore today with all this hell breaking loose? Well, today's Democrat mayors are so dishonest, they're actually pretending that there are no solutions to the crime problem. This is the Washington Post today. Mayors see few options for regaining control. Increased killings may be here to stay. Okay. First of all, that's just a blatant lie. And it's a total setup for Biden's anti-gun push and the Democrats' general push to try to nationalize policing standards in the United States. And of course, we don't have a crime problem because of bad cops or because of COVID or because of too many guns. We have a crime problem because Democrats only care about black lives lost to violence when the trigger is pulled by a police officer. Then they exploit those tragedies to gain political power. But what happened in Baltimore and Detroit, St. Louis over the weekend, that doesn't fit their narrative. In fact, Democrats know their policies are going to lead to more black and brown lives lost. And newsflash, they just don't care.
Isn't that the truth? And then the president, in his crime speech, essentially thumbs his nose at the progressive wing of his party. All the folks that are begging for defund the police. And he's saying, no, we're going to take money from COVID-19 that's been unspent, and we're going to send it to cities, and we're going to let them use it for more cops, more community policing, more, not less. That's what's so incredible about this. They took a whole day, really a day and a half, because you have the build-up, you have the speech itself, and then you have the analysis that'll be going on for a couple of days. So, I mean, really 2 or 3 days that they've taken out of the schedule. And it's been nothing short of incredible. And what did they come up with? One would be, we got to do something but to get more guns off the streets. That we can't just keep allowing people to have guns. That's what he was saying today. That's what Joe Biden was saying today. And it makes no sense at all. And secondly, we're going to give more resources to police departments. More money for more cops and community policing. I'll just tell you, it does not ring true. The same guy that gave you the 1994 crime bill. Now we're going to refund the police, not defund the police. I wonder how that's going to go over with AOC and the squad. Yeah, that will be interesting. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen. When you have a dispute with government, they're the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need. Get out of the maze. Hutchison and Steffen, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Coming up, this is going to be good. The double standard that is out there right now, today, the way that the Biden White House is being covered, the news conferences, the daily briefing, how it is so different now than it was during the Trump years. And that is from day one of the Trump years. That's what's so incredible. Also, Marcos Lopez will join us. He is the legislative liaison for Americans for Prosperity. They lobbied up in Carson City. How did they do? Did they change any minds? We'll talk about that. And a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker, AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today to talk about alternatives to a 401k is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, if a listener's company doesn't offer a 401k, that's no reason to not save for retirement, is it?
Steve, 401k gets a lot of hype, but you know the reason why they hyped it up a lot is when it first came out, it was a way for companies to escape the obligation of having to pay for your retirement. In other words, give you a pension. Mm-hmm. So the 401k is not the end-all, be-all. If your company is offering one and you have a match through the company, then you absolutely should take advantage of that match. So if you have a company giving you a 3% match on the first 3% you put in, well, you should be putting 3% in. I've talked to way too many people in my lifetime, and 29 years here in the financial arena, who said, Coach, I can't afford to save in the 401k or for retirement. Think about this. Who are you paying when you pay for the 401k? You're paying yourself. You're paying your future self. You're putting money in today. Hopefully it's going to grow. So a dollar today, hopefully it's going to be worth $5, $10, $15 down the road. You don't know. Here's one thing to guarantee. If you don't put any money in, guess what it's going to be worth down the road? Zero. So you need to take advantage of some type of plan, even if it's not a 401k. Do your own individual IRA, save in a stock account, do something. And Steve, we'll put together a starter plan for the next 20 people who call, showing you what to do. More, but if you've already done it, let's make sure you do the right thing and get that income plan. So if you have a plan and just want to make sure you're doing the right thing entering retirement, or don't have one yet and want to make sure you get a plan started, both of you can take advantage of this offer right now. And I've also got a three-book set. I'll give you three of the books I've written and a box set on the 401k and taxation when you call right now. It's a $1,000 value, Steve. Let's offer this to the next 20 people.
A fantastic offer, Coach. Call 888-702-6932 or text VEGAS to 888-702-6932. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-6932 to take advantage of this incredible offer.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Brought to another big crowd at the T-Mobile Arena. And I got to tell you, I was not excited by last night's finish. But I just didn't like the tempo that the Golden Knights played with. They just didn't seem up. I mean, they were almost like they were going through the motions. And I know that's not the case. And you got the playoffs. And you got 17,000 people. I get that. But Marc-Andre Fleury was not as spectacular as I thought he could have been. Now there's going to be second guessing of Pete DeBoer's as to why he came back with Marc-Andre Fleury. Why didn't he go with a hot goaltender, go with Robin Leonard? And he didn't. So now they're second guessing the other way. Two nights ago, they were second guessing and saying, why'd you go with Robin Leonard? And then Robin Leonard played unbelievable. I mean, he was really, really good. So now it's a matter of going back up to Montreal, and this could get ugly. I mean, this thing might not be coming back. I was thinking about that in the closing moments of the game last night. This may be it for T-Mobile. Our guys may be done after tomorrow. I pray it's not the case, but we'll find out. We will find out soon enough. But it's interesting how the tides turn in these playoff series, and that's why I love 7-game playoff series, because everything can change. You know, home ice advantage has gone back and forth and back and forth, and now we're going to find out if it'll come back again.